izjavio je Jeljcinov pomoćnik Sergej Prihotko. Moskovski mediji javljaju da je u Ruskom ministarstvu odbrane u toku savjetovanje najviših oficira na kojem se ocenjuje situacija i razrađuje kompleks mera koje bi se preduzele ako NATO počne vazdušne udare na Saveznu Republiku Jugoslaviju. U toku je sednica Skupštine Crne Gore, na čijem je dnevnom redu samo jedna tačka, predlog mera Skupštine Crne Gore u cilju očuvanja građanskog mira, sigurnosti i ustavno-pravnog poretka u uslovima najnovijih odluka vezanih za Kosovo. Očekuje se da se poslanicima obrate predsednik Crne Gore Milo Đukanović i premijer Filip Vujanović. Makedonija je danas ponovo otvorila sve granične prelaze prema Saveznoj Republici Jugoslaviji, javlja Reuters, prenoseći izjave makedonskih zvaničnika sa graničnog prelaza Blace. Celokupno američko osoblje ambasade Sjedinjenih Američkih Država u Jugoslaviji napustilo je Beograd. U ambasadi Rusije navode da rade normalno i da je svo osoblje u Beogradu. Na telefonskim centralama u ambasadama Velike Britanije i Francuske od jutros se niko ne javlja. Agenciji Beta je u italijanskoj ambasadi u Beogradu rečeno da ambasada radi i da izdaje vize, ali službenik je rekao da preko telefona ne može da daje informacije o tome da li je neko od osoblja napustio Beograd. Od sinoć je privremeno zatvorena nemačka ambasada u Beogradu, saopštilo je juče Ministarstvo spoljnih poslova Nemačke. Sve strane aviokompanije, sem ruskog Aeroflota, otkazale su današnje letove iz Beograda, rečeno agenciji Beta u dispečerskoj službi Beogradskog aerodroma. Letove su otkazala nemačka aviokompanija Lufthansa, koja danas ima dva leta, francuski Air France, britanski British Airways, Swiss Air, Alitalia i bugarski Balkan Air. Granični prelazi između Savezne Republike Jugoslavije i Mađarske i dalje su otvoreni, izjavio danas portparol Mađarske granične službe Atila Križan. On je dodao da na mađarsko-jugoslovenskoj granici nije pojačana kontrola putnika, kao i da do sada nije bilo događaja koji bi izazvali zabrinutost. Prema njegovim rečima, tokom noći nije bilo ilegalnih prelazaka granice. Evropska fudbalska unija odlučila je da odloži meč između fudbalskih reprezentacija Savezne Republike Jugoslavije i Hrvatske, koji je trebalo da bude odigran u subotu 27. marta u Beogradu u okviru kvalifikacija za evropsko prvenstvo. Tu odluku UEFA je donela zbog nestabilne političke situacije u Jugoslaviji, javlja Reuters. Bio su ovesti Radija B92 za 14, sledeće su na programu za sat vremena.
B92 Vesti.
Ne menjajte državu. Promijenite video klub. Video i CD klub Aquarius. Lole Rivera 25 3247938.
Good morning.
Mmm, a very good chocolate.
Yay, it's Cadbury's.
Cadbury's, engleske čokolade od dnevno svežeg mlijeka, punjene celim bademima sa svojim grožđem i lešnicima. Veliki izbor bombonjera, čokoladica i raznih bombona. Cadbury's, čokolade božanstvenog ukusa.
Radio B92 English.
In this morning's news, Solana gives the go-ahead for airstrikes and Yugoslavia declares a state of emergency. Javier Solana, NATO Secretary General, gave NATO Supreme Commander General Wesley Clark the go-ahead last night to start airstrikes against Yugoslavia. The announcement came after Solana consulted with American diplomat Richard Holbrooke, who stopped in Brussels after meeting with Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic yesterday in Belgrade. We must stop an authoritarian regime from repressing its people in Europe at the end of the 20th century. We have a moral duty to do so. The responsibility is on our shoulders and we will fulfill it, Solana said. Solana did not, however, say when the operations would begin. Meanwhile, U.S. President Bill Clinton received congressional support yesterday for the U.S. participation in the attack. The New York Times quotes the president this morning as saying that if Milosevic was not willing to make peace, America was willing to limit his ability to make war on Kosovo Albanians. NATO officials told the New York Times that the first-hand air campaign, which will involve mostly American airplanes and cruise missiles, is likely to begin tonight. The NATO Council is in session today in Brussels to discuss the situation in Kosovo following Solana's announcement. German Defense Minister Rudolf Scharping said last night that the Council would be considering considering further decisions and actions related to the Kosovo crisis. Yugoslavia went on war alert last night following an announcement from the government that said that a state of immediate war threat had been declared. Yugoslav Prime Minister Momir Milosevic made the announcement, saying that the decision took effect immediately and had been based on the country's constitution. Russian Premier Evgeny Primakov cut short his American trip to head home to meet with Russian military officials and politicians following NATO's decision to begin airstrikes against Yugoslavia. Primakov said that he could not accept NATO's decision since it would lend support to the idea that Russia would participate in actions against Yugoslavia. He said this would be absolutely unacceptable. Russian Foreign Minister Igor Ivanov announced that two courses of actions had been proposed. He said that the first would involve a continuation of efforts aimed at preventing military action. The second proposal deals with what steps Russia would undertake if NATO struck Yugoslavia. British Defense Minister George Robertson sent Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic a last call to choose the road of peace and accept a peace plan for Kosovo. He said that everyone wanted to avoid war and that the entire world was demanding that Milosevic respect the will of the international community and comply with principles of basic human dignity. Robertson added that there was still time before NATO airstrikes began for Milosevic to sign a peace agreement. The Serbian parliament has strongly condemned threats of aggression against Yugoslavia and the buildup of NATO troops near the country's borders. During its extraordinary session yesterday, the legislature warned NATO and all countries that might attempt aggression that the country and Yugoslav people were ready to defend themselves and their freedom with all available means. A statement released after the session also said that NATO's intimidation violated both the UN Charter and Yugoslav's territorial integrity. Radio B92 was taken off the air at 2:50 this morning after two representatives from the Yugoslav Telecommunications Ministry and 10 policemen entered the radio premises and demanded the broadcast be stopped immediately. The telecom officials justified the move, saying that the station's transmitter exceeded the legal broadcasting capacity. Veron Matic, the station's editor-in-chief, was taken away by police on arriving at the station. He was held for more than 8 hours without questioning and without being permitted to contact his family or lawyers. He was due to hold a press conference at 2 p.m. this afternoon at the media center in Belgrade. Radio B92 has continued broadcasting over the internet. The signal can be picked up on the internet at http://www.b92net/b92/live/live.html. The next news in English on Radio B92 will be at 6:05 this evening.
Radio B92.
English. English.
Nothing so loud. Searing when we lie. Truth is not kind. You said neither.
Oh,
parodije,
crtani filmovi,
drame i trileri, akcije, fantastika i horor, najbolji filmovi svih žanrova. Video klub Queen, braća Jugovića 2A, 635-930. Queen, kraljevski izbor.
A sada, Silabus. Jedinstvena škola stranih jezika.
Jel?
Engleski, italijanski, nemački, grupe do 6 polaznika. Jedini ovlašćeni centar za polaganje ispita Evropskog konzorcijuma.
Jel?
Jeste. Silabus, jedinstvena škola stranih jezika. Rigi od Pere 4. Telefon 187-873.
ITS knjižara, deo izlog Trg Republike. U martu, mesecu grafičkog dizajna, za naslove iz ove oblasti poseban popust. Atraktivne knjige poznatih svetskih izdavača. Grafis, Thames & Hudson, Faydon, Taschen.
Again, you can say a girl makes me boy, gives them lots of joy.